This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Live down at Fen Valley Winery in Fenville, Michigan. I wish you were all here with us. I'm sitting here on a hill on the patio of the winery overlooking the beautiful vineyard. The sun has come up. It's taking the dew off the leaves. A little bit of fog has blown over, and it's just going to be a fabulous day. We're down here celebrating the 22nd Wine Fest of the Fenville Winery. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. We are in your grill every Saturday, and we're happy to do that. We are with our good friend Doug Welch, proprietor here at Fen Valley, and it's a great day to be in Fenville. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks for having us down. This is a phenomenal facility, and this place has been around 39 years.
39 years. Yeah, my dad and I started it. We didn't know beans about growing grapes. Had never grown anything, made nasty wine in the basement, and you just stick with it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's stick-to-itiveness.
I like that.
I think you've surpassed the nasty wine in the basement because this is a true commercial operation. How many acres of vineyard do you have here, Doug?
Right now we're at 64 acres, and in the next 5 years we're going to add another 20.
Right, and then you also have some leased farms around where you grow crop as well, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to say we probably take care of or are responsible for another 80 acres around southwest Michigan.
Just making some fantastic wine down here in Fenville. If you don't know where Fenville is, it's kind of halfway between Allegan and like the Saugatuck Douglas area on M89. You can either come down 196 if you're on the west side of the state, or come up 131, hit M89 and come over. But a big festival here today. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, this is, we call it our wine festival. It used to be open house, but it's grown beyond open house. We had to move it outside, and thank goodness we have a beautiful day today. But what we do is we open the vineyards up. We let people go out into the vineyards. We have these special wagons we had built that haul people around. So they kind of work like a city bus system and take you out to various tasting sites out in the vineyard. Then we have, there's a barbecue guy here that does barbecue chicken and ribs, so we'll have that. There's a Mexican picnic here, and we have live music. And and we have demonstrations, wine demonstrations in the cellar. It's demonstrations Occupy Fenville, yeah.
Well, if you've never had Fen Valley wines, you need to try them because you have just an enormous plate of a variety of wines. I mean, walking along your rack, Jop and I got here this morning about 7:45, and we were helping Orange Julius, who's producing us here on site. We were helping him get set up and kind of wandering around. Nobody's here. That wine rack that you sell your retails on, I mean, the thing is like 100 feet long and just bin after bin after bin of reds and whites. And I see cabs. I see cab francs. I see bottles after bottles after bottles with ribbons. Some of those bottles have 5, 7, 8 ribbons for where they've won awards all around the country. And you're right in Fenville, Michigan. If you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network of Cumulus Radio, and we are live at Fen Valley Winery. It's somewhere triangulated between, Allegan, South Haven, and Holland in western Michigan, about 5 miles from the Lake Michigan shoreline, and it is a destination. It's somewhere you want to go, wouldn't you say, Jop?
Aren't you
happy to be here?
This is my first time here. I know Bob had swung through a couple times before, and it's beautiful. What a great day to come out. It's supposed to be bumping north of 80 degrees today. Doesn't seem to be a lot of humidity in the air. Just a great day to bring your family out here and check this out. There's stuff to eat. Actually, Doug, you're going to be releasing a couple wines, aren't you, today during the event?
Yes, actually, that's exactly. One of the things that we do is we hold back some of the new releases for this event this year. For the first time ever, we're going to release a Sauvignon Blanc that we grew here on the farm. And this is our first one, not just a new wine, but the first one that we've ever done. We've got a Gewurztraminer coming out, also for the first time, a Moscato. And then a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Cabernet Franc Reserve, which is a very special wine.
Well, we'll be anxious to try those. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can set
you
have
up. Much?
Yeah. Right, yeah. You got any?
You know,
yeah.
When I was here last time, Doug took me on a splendid tour, and we went, and I talked about this when we talked on the phone with him, but he took me down into his lower level, the real cellar, and it's cavernous. We're going to go down there afterwards, Jop, and you'll see it, but it's so impressive. It's so huge. There are gigantic fermentation tanks. I mean, room after room of them. It's like an underground city. And when you drive by, it looks like a quaint little winery with this nice tasting room and beautiful farm and everything. And it's a great atmosphere there. But, I mean, there's a real production facility underground here. And it'll, I think, withstand a nuclear strike, which is a good thing to have wine.
Yeah.
In case you do get nuked.
Or hurricane or whatever else might come our
yeah.
way.
Doug, help me out. If our listeners aren't familiar with some of these varietals of wine, the Gewürztraminer, if I'm pronouncing that properly, I'm probably not. But tell me a little bit about the character of that wine and what you might serve that with as far as food.
Well, Gewürztraminer is actually a German grape, and it's spicy. The word Gewürz is German for the word spice, and it's got a very spicy character. So it goes well with just about anything. It does especially go well with barbecue-type things or grilled foods because of the intense spicy flavor. It's one of these grapes that... it isn't widely grown because it is hard to grow, and it is you do find it along the Rhine River in Germany, a little bit in California, but it's found a home out here in the East, far more than that.
Okay, I-196 follows the shoreline down from like Grand Rapids all the way down to St. Joe Benton Harbor. What exit do we take to get off here?
Exit 34, the Fenville exit.
Exit 34. Plan it. Get in your cars. Get the kids packed up. Come on out here. It's going to be a festive day. You're going to taste wines that are going to blow your mind. This barbecue guy's awesome. Going to be a fun day. What a wonderful, wonderful event we're going to have here today.
Good. Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you should because we're going to celebrate Fen Valley. What else is going on, Jop?
Oh, we've got a busy show for you today. We had a little slow start, but we're picking up right where we left off. Coming up next, we've got our friend Russ Springsteen from Right Brain Brewery up in Traverse City. This is another example of a great local brewery that has grown out of their surroundings, and they're going to be, they have moved into a new facility. A lot of our listeners travel to the Traverse City area for vacation this time of year, and we wanted to turn you on to this Right Brain Brewery up there because it's a great place. So we're going to talk to Russ. Bob, you spent some time out east with some of the celebrities at the Coach Vermeil event, so we're going to be talking about some of those interviews that you had there. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.